Media, NGOs outraged as Hungary defines sex as biological. By Virginia Hale on May 20, 2020. Activists and the media claim Hungary is being driven back towards the dark ages after the country voted to define gender based on biological sex. According to the latest wave of establishment fury against the Central European nation, transgender people will flee Hungary or else be driven to suicide by the law, which passed on Tuesday after a 134-56 parliamentary vote. Minister of the Prime Minister's Office, Gyurgyi Guliash, had responded to attacks with a letter last month insisting that Hungary guarantees everybody's fundamental rights, adding that the measures relating to gender would ensure legal clarity in harmony with the constitution. NGOs and mainstream media outlets characterized the country's right-wing populist leader, Viktor Orbán, as an autocrat in pushing through the legislation, which defines gender as biological sex based on primary sex characteristics and chromosomes. Amnesty International, funded by far-left billionaire and aggressive opponent of Orbán, George Soros, issued a statement on Tuesday alleging the law pushes Hungary back towards the dark ages. The group claimed it will deepen an already intolerant and hostile environment faced by the LGBTI community, according to The Guardian. The Hatter Society, a transgender activist group which is also sponsored by Mr. Soros, said the law clearly violates international human rights norms. They noted that the bill has gained both national and international attention, including criticism from several United Nations, UN, officials as well as from a variety of so-called human rights groups. Human Rights Watch, again an NGO funded by Mr. Soros, claimed the Hungarian Prime Minister was using the COVID-19 health crisis as cover to push through discriminatory legislation that will be devastating to the lives of transgender people. It is typical of the autocrat's playbook to consolidate power by attacking the most marginalized. The EU should act, the group told Britain's independent news website in late April. This week, the legislation was passed through Parliament in the normal way. Nevertheless, much of the international liberal media and globalist world political figures took a similar line on the law as they took last month when they alleged that Hungary's National Conservative Fidesz Party was using the cover of coronavirus to set Orbán up as a dictator for life. The Hungarian government had complained of being singled out for criticism over emergency powers enacted in response to the novel coronavirus by a media establishment and commentariat which was largely silent on very similar measures taken in globalist-led nations such as Emmanuel Macron's France, and others. Claims, which were subsequently disproven by an EU investigation, that Orbán was planning to rule indefinitely over a right-wing dictatorship led to demands that Hungary be expelled from European Union groups. Contrary to those allegations, Breitbart London reported last week that Hungary was said to be among the first governments to give up its emergency coronavirus powers.